Sif Dalev, Vikra Talis, Teich Shloshitz Boys, Samuch, Lisfas Akanaf. There was a tear in the garment of the tzitzis within 3 thumb breadths of the corner. Ein Rashi L'Tofi. You're not allowed to fix it up and sew it up. Now there's 2 explanations for this issue. Perish Rashi. Rashi's explanation is the Chashina Shishtar Mechut HaTfira. You're sewing and you have a big piece of thread which is remains from the sewing, and you're going to mistakenly think that this is one of the strings that can be used for the tzitzis, and then you're going to use this as one of the 8 strings of the tzitzis, and therefore they said don't sew in that area, we don't want it to come to confusion. You shouldn't do any type of sewing within 3 etzbois of the corner, even if it's a small tear. Because the idea is that we don't want you to do sewing in that area, so you shouldn't have leftover thread. Well, if he's there, tal shel tzemesh and ikras to shloisha muta litva idne deindech litva bechut itzemet. Today, generally, we use cotton or synthetic threads for sewing, and therefore there's no concern you can use the cotton as one of your tzitzis, because tzitzis that we use today are all made out of wool. So therefore, according to Rashi's chashash, bizman hazeh would be permitted to sew with cotton thread within gimel tefachim. That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. But Rav Amram, one of the geonim, has a different pshat, and he says, taima mishum de nikra toich shloisha lesli toiz beged. Command the lesli domi. If you have the end of the garment, which is within 3 tefachim of the end of the garment, gets ripped, then that piece that was ripped is not considered part of the garment anymore, and therefore command the pasuk chazrus as if it's removed. The other beit tzitzis loipatri l'talus, since that we're talking about that what doesn't have a little cut, it was ripped off that corner, and now you're going to put on tzitzis and the area that was ripped off, that's not considered part of the talus. Well, the fair is there in Nikrev and Ishtaya Kol Shu Kosher that as long as it's partly connected to the garment, it is kosher. In other words, if it's completely ripped off, then you can't put tzitzis on it, like we learned previously. But if it's still connected partially, it is kosher. Yeah. And Shabru brings over there that Yesh Machmir Bezeh. There are those that mafmin, and they say that the ones tzitzis that you had on it when it had this rip become posel. If it was primarily ripped off, just a little bit connected, that's not enough to mafsha the tzitzis that were there before. The yeshayim to Rav Amram lenifzel el tzitzis shayu boi be'eish shetofru. That the only problem is if the tzitzis were there at the time that you. And if the corner was ripped off and afterwards you sewed it back on, then it is kosher. In other words, the machleg is whether it was ripped off completely and then it sewed back on, are you allowed to put tzitzis afterwards? Or do we say since it was once ripped off, we don't look at it as a chelik of the beged, and therefore you cannot even put new tzitzis. So the kids, if you have a rip in the corner, ask a shayla.